2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. 97.5, 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. We're here at the warehouse. Johnny's leaving? All right, fine. No, it's cool, man. It's cool. No, Johnny is actually the cool one of the group. Johnny's the coolest one of the group, right?
I would agree with that, yeah.
There are some cool people we work with, but Johnny's the coolest.
Yeah.
I would say. Hans is all right, but.
He has what? How many Grammys does he have? And
just the one.
Just one?
Just it, yeah.
But
come on, don't overdo it.
How many gold records?
Two golds, one platinum,
and a Grammy.
Hey, talk to me when you get
Do you have any of that?
I got a titanium one out in the car. Yeah, so you can.
Carbon fiber. That's what
that's
I'm going
the new
for.
Future.
I want carbon fiber.
Yeah, I think that, I think you could do. The thing nowadays, everybody just wants the diamond YouTube play button. You know what I mean? The YouTube play button is now.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you get 10 million.
That's the new platinum these
days.
Yeah,
how many? Do you have a gold button? Are you close? Yeah,
I think that. The Baby Shark went over 10. Was it 10 billion?
Billion.
Billion views.
Yeah.
First video. Period.
See, Johnny can't hang with Baby Shark.
No.
That's the day. Baby Shark's got 6 Grammys. He's got a couple platinum records. See, that's. Hey, we're at the warehouse, and I want to make sure that everybody knows. If you want a couple of – I'll tear these boat show and RV show tickets off for you. I'll hand them to you myself. We've also got a giveaway next hour. We're going to be standing by for another set of 4 tickets for our suite night at the Grizzlies next week. You and I are going to be there. We're going to provide the food and the drink, and then the Grizzlies are going to provide the hockey. We're going to be in the suite next week. So come down to the warehouse, 1825 South, 300 West, right here in Salt Lake City. Scott, Rudy Gobert, the team has cleared Rudy Gobert from health and safety protocols. Rudy Gay also going to be back. I'm assuming by Sunday we're probably going to have a couple of other guys who are going to be back on that Jazz roster. Getting back to full strength for this team is going to be so needed. I mean, they're on a 4-game losing streak, and I don't even think it's for the team as much as it is just so all of us can shut up about it, right? I mean, the reality is that fans we get up in arms about the Jazz going on a 4-game losing streak. And I know Donovan's been very critical about the whole
I don't think fans are like upset about the Jazz losing.
Yes, we are.
No, I think the fans are just over COVID. And I think their reaction to everything is just kind of, you know, speaking out, lashing out against, and just tired of COVID, because it is not going away anytime soon, and it's rampant right now, and so I think people are just like, I think we've lost our patience, because I sit here and I see this, it's like, the Jazz couldn't win against Cleveland the other night. They didn't have enough players. They didn't have the right kind of players, and so you do, as a fan, you just go, yeah, okay, But I think people were like, no, it's not okay. I'm just so sick of I'm sick of COVID. I'm sick of the impact that it's having on all these aspects of our life, including being fans of sports.
Well, I just so with Rudy coming back and kind of getting back to quote unquote normal in that sense, I think that the Jazz can you know, kind of start to stabilize a little bit. This next run is going to be super important. I mean, we talked about how coming back for Sunday's game at Denver or against the Nuggets here is going to be you know.
So who's out then now?
We don't know yet because it's going to be. I mean, it's Friday and they don't play till Sunday. So there still could be
the other half of the team probably.
Well, I don't know what the trickle effect is of who could be back.
They could be out and back in before they ever play another game.
By Sunday, everything can change or everything can I don't know who's actually totally been out already with the – like, has Mike Conley not gotten sick at all yet?
I think Mike Conley's the kind of guy that will never get sick. He just looks like this guy that's like, man, I don't get COVID. It just doesn't impact.
I know a few people that act like that too.
Yeah.
They ended up getting it. So yeah. You're one of them.
No, I was never. I was like, I got COVID before it was like
it was cool.
Cool
oh,
to
you
get
got
COVID. Yeah. Like before vaccinations were invented.
Oh, invented.
Yeah. I was a pre-vaxxer.
Okay.
COVID victim.
Who does that? He goes, yeah, back in 2020, I had to walk up hill both ways to school in the snow to get my vaccine.
That's right.
It's wild. So with Rudy coming back and with Rudy Gay and Rudy Gobert coming back, the Jazz, that four-game losing streak, I'm not sure what the expectations are going to be now going forward. Like, how long do you give a team when they come back from something like this? And if you're watching this team closely, and now that they're in that third or fourth spot in the West, kind of toggling back and forth with the Grizzlies, who are hotter than anybody in basketball right now, I'm just wondering what the next step needs to be for this team to be able to start improving and getting to the point where everybody – because you're a month away from the trade deadline now. You're less than a month away from the trade deadline. Everybody knows it feels like there's going to be some sort of movement there, and then you have to kind of re-gel the team after you make a move like that with somebody who leaves a roster.
Yeah, and I think that will be fine, and I think that Jazz will figure all of that stuff out. The Jazz, though, to me, feel like a team – I like the positioning of where this team is, and that is that the Jazz are kind of off the radar, and I think they actually play better, they have more success when everyone's not gunning for them or everyone's not, you know, they're like kind of rolling their eyes like, yeah, this is Utah Jazz, and it kind of reminds me of Milwaukee a year ago. Where Milwaukee had been this team that was just hot, best record in the NBA, and just fizzled, boom. They just tanked in the playoffs. Kind of like what we were talking about in that first segment. And then last year, they kind of came out of nowhere. They weren't expected to win. They were on the verge of elimination pretty much in every round of the playoffs that they were in. And they just kind of found basketball. They found their rhythm at the right time and in the right moments. And that's what I think maybe this Utah Jazz team is learning is it's really gearing itself for being at its best version when you get to the playoffs. So, yeah, getting Rudy Gobert back will be a nice thing. There's no question that the Jazz are built and should be built around his unique skill set because it is unique in what he can do and how he can alter a basketball game.
So Donovan Mitchell says that this next month is going to be really key to kind of their success going forward.
I would
here.
Agree with that.
And part of it's because is now their schedule has gotten more difficult with the kind of some of these powerhouse teams that they're going to be playing for in the league now. And you've got a Nuggets Lakers back-to-back road games Sunday, Monday. And then the next couple of weeks, I told you that stretch between next Sunday it goes a Saturday, Sunday back to back with the Suns and the Golden State Warriors, yeah. And then the Suns again right after.
Which
so you
is
kinda
cruel.
Do this, it's a tough.
It's a cruel schedule.
But everybody is going to go through, you know, these bad back to backs. The team has always planned around. Okay, what game do we want Mike Conley playing in that back to back on? Do we want it in that second game of the first game? And with three games in a row like this, coming up. I think that the next couple of games will be nice because the Lakers aren't very good. I mean, to be quite honest.
But to beat the Lakers, Nuggets, no matter what they are,
yes,
and who they are, and if LeBron is playing center or not, you know, who cares? To me, I want to beat the Lakers just at any point.
Right.
And you know what? I will relish that moment.
I just wonder if right now, if you're going to see...
Especially with LeBron.
So the Jazz will have to face the Warriors, the Suns twice, the Nets also. They've got the Lakers, Nuggets, Grizzlies, who are now awesome, right? This is all just in the next... This is all just before the trade deadline. So in the next six or eight games before the trade deadline, they play the hardest teams in both the East and the West multiple times in some cases. And so you're going to find out a lot about this Jazz team. And I think that the more you can get – I think everybody will be kind of back to normal, so to speak, by the 26th or 27th. I wonder if this Jazz team can get everything together by the time they have that stretch with the Warriors and the Suns.
Do you remember a year ago where the Jazz, best record in the NBA, they were just plowing over teams leading up into the playoffs? Man, everyone's just like, oh. And then leading into the All-Star weekend.
Yes.
And then the All-Star weekend came along, and they just weren't quite the same
after
team
that,
after
that. They were kind of – at that point, they were on their back foot most of that second half of the season.
And it was just like, oh, this team's not even – And that's what I want to see kind of an inverse of, you know, where like this first half of the year kind of feels like the end of last season. So when Donovan Mitchell says, hey, this next month or so is what's really critical for us, that's what I want to see from this Utah Jazz team is just really hitting its stride, really, you know, building up to and peaking as they go into the playoffs.
Well, they've got an interesting back-to-back, like I said, after this week. On Sunday and Monday, you've got at the Nuggets, you've got at L.A., down at the Lakers' place, and so I'm interested to see just over these next couple of games how long it's going to take that for them to kind of get back to something, some version of a normal team. And I know that with Rudy being out these last few games, he's out four games. They lose all four games in a row. I don't know if it's necessarily like, hey, if Rudy's in, they don't lose games. If Rudy's out, then they don't. Then they win all those, or they lose all these games if he's out, and then they win all these games as soon as he's back in. So let's see if they can figure this thing out. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got our What Are the Odds right around the corner. You don't want to miss a Friday edition of What Are the Odds, and then we've still got to talk with Tom again. He says that he teased this second deal for us, and so I want to make sure we get to that as well. First, though, Built Bar, double chocolate, peanut butter brownie, or salted caramel, 100% real chocolate, 100% real delicious. Order yours today at Built.com. Save 10% if you enter zone at checkout. That's Built Bar. We'll come back. That's right around the corner. Got our What Are the Odds? Stay right here with us. We're at the Warehouse, 1825 South, 300 West in Salt Lake City. Come down and get your RV and boat show passes. Come down and get the deals of the weekend, your boom pricing all across the store. Come in and have your... You're thinking about buying all that furniture? Might as well come down and do it at the Warehouse and get all that amazing pricing. 1825 South, 300 West right here in Salt Lake City. More to go. It's unrivaled on 97.5 1280 The Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.